a blind man with 20/20. It's not on? Okay, all right. Red light's on. How about now? Okay, praise God. This is going to be a strange morning this morning, speaking to you, something that we're not quite used to at times. But I'm going to use for a subject this morning, as I said before, a blind man with 20/20 vision. A blind man with 20/20 vision. And I'm going to be talking to you from the book of St. Mark. If you have your Bibles, turn with me very quickly and very briefly to the 10th chapter of the book of St. Mark, where we'll be reading from this morning. And I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage everyone to go and to live for Jesus. We're getting ready, since I'm the evangelist, so I'm going to talk to you evangelistic. Because we are getting ready to embark on some services in our community to reaching the lost. We done had our revival. We've been revived. The power of God, the anointing of God has been upon us. We have seen the demonstration. We have heard the testimonies of what God has been doing in our lives. And God has been doing some tremendous and great things in our life. Not even just to say that even with God working in our life, we know that we have an enemy. That enemy is the devil, and his desire is to steal and to take everything that God has in prayer for us. So I want to prepare your heart today, and I want to speak today to you about a blind man with 20/20 vision. Mark chapter 10, verse 46, we're going to begin to read there. And it came to pass, and they came to Jericho. As they went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And when they charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal. Not only did he cry the more, but he cried a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him and called. And they called the blind man, said unto him, be of good comfort, arise, and he calleth thee. And he cast away his garment, and he arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what would thou have me to do with thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, go your way, thou faith have made you whole. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus. A blind man with 20/20 vision. I'm going to take my time. Is that all right? There's a saying that there is no one so blind as he who cannot see. I suppose that may be true. There are many people walking around in the world today whose eyes work just fine. I'm talking about a blind man this morning with 20/20 vision. Anybody know? Now, I don't have 20/20 vision, obviously, because if I did, I wouldn't be wearing glasses. Huh? And so it is said that even though you may have 20/20 vision, but you still can be blind. So we're going to talk about two types of blindness this morning. And there are so many people around the world today who have all their sight, but yet they cannot see. Their eyesight works fine, but yet they can't see. They walk around living the way that they desire to live, or living the way they see. See, we have five senses. We can see, we can touch, taste, smell, and feel. But today I want to speak to you, and I want to present to you a man who was absolutely blind. In other words, physically, this man was blind. Blind Bartimaeus was totally blind. He could not see. But yet, now if you follow me, he had 20/20 vision. Talking about a blind man with 20/20 vision. Even though the Bible said that he was completely blind, couldn't see. In other words, Bartimaeus could see nothing with his physical eyes in which he was born with. But yet, this man, blind Bartimaeus, is as though he could not see in the natural. He had 20/20 vision because he's going to receive something from God. As I look out over the congregation, as we look out into the world today, you can be reminded that everyone here, we can see with our natural eyes. There are those out there that cannot see. There are those out there that could have to be led around because they can't see. But I'm talking about a people today that say they love God, but yet they can't see. They have eyes, but they can't hear. See. They have ears, but they can't hear. But this man, blind Bartimaeus, was blind. And this morning, in this passage, we see that Jesus is the one in whom we have need of. I believe if we take a closer examination of this scripture, it would help us to restore our spiritual vision today. Because there are many of those of us here that we've been in revival, we praise God, we heard the word of God, we hear the gospel of the kingdom being preached, but yet in some aspect of our life we are blind. Or we have 20/20 vision, some of us, but yet we have eyes but we see not. We have ears that we hear not. But I want you to look at something. As we begin to read, it says that, and they came, they're talking about Jesus and they're talking about his disciples. They came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with the disciples, in other words, Jesus and his disciples, they went to Jericho, and they came out of Jericho. He went into, and he came out with his disciples. But while he was coming out of Jericho, there was this blind man, or this beggar by the name, the Bible said his name was Barnabas. And the Bible said apparently this man was blind, and he was born blind from his birth. Apparently this condition that he had. It was common in the Bible times that there were people that had various diseases and sanitary conditions around them, that people were born blind and people were blind. But the Bible said that not only was he blind, but he also was a beggar. We pass beggars all the time on the highways, and most of the time we turn our nose up to them, or we turn our head to them, or we walk a different way. And if Barnabas was blind, Barnabas had to be led by somebody. A blind person is led with this physical condition that Barnabas had. It prevented him from finding work in order to earn a living. In other words, the only way that he could earn his living was he had to be a beggar. That's the only way a blind man could earn a living. He had to be a beggar. So Barnabas had to be a beggar. And so he was blind, unable to see. He was a beggar. And in those days, a beggar would be someone who would stand on the corner or stand someplace asking for money. We find them all over the place. We find homeless people all over the world, all in this area, in this area. Everywhere you go, you find somebody begging. Now, there's some of them out there begging. They got plenty of money. Huh? But they're a beggar. But blind Barnabas was born blind. And in those days, you see here, blind Barnabas was in a place where they had no welfare programs. Huh? They had no terrorist institution where he could go and get help. Today, you have the Salvation Army. You have social services. You have places that you can go, and they will provide monetary things such as food and even homes. But blind Bartimaeus was blind, and blind. He didn't have anybody to offer him any welfare assistance. So he made his living by begging. There were no government programs. So he had to depend on the survivors of others. He was totally dependent upon the generosity of other people. He was in a pitiful and a wretched condition. He was blind, broke, and a beggar. Somebody said he was broke and disgusted. Had nothing. We complain when we can't pay our lights. We complain when we're out of bread. We complain about everything, but blind Barnabas had nothing. He was blind. He was a beggar. And they had to carry him. But the interesting thing about Barnabas, he saw his condition. A lot of people, if just follow with me. I'm going to take you somewhere after a while. In his condition, he portrayed a person who is outside of Christ, lost, without Christ. And there are many of those that are in the world today that are without Christ, without anything, don't know which way to go. Maybe some in here today who doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and you're not part of the kingdom this morning, you can be part of that kingdom this morning. Wherever you go in our community, in the streets, on the jobs, you can find someone that needs to know about Jesus. It is your job and it is my job to get this over to them, to let them know that there is somebody who knows all about your trouble and who cares for you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Come on now.
So Ben Barnabas understood his condition.
He understood that he was blind. He understood that he had to beg for what he wanted. He understood that when no one would get him unless he would ask. And there are those of us today that God has given us all things, but yet we're still blind. We're still crying and saying, "Gimme, gimme, gimme." But gimme got his neck broke. But the Bible said that this blind man, he was a beggar. And he sat by the highway. And all he did was beg. But something happened. He recognized that his condition, that he was so pitiful. In other words, he had nowhere to go. He had no outlook of life. He had no job. He had no education. He had nothing. But blind Bartimaeus yet had 20/20 vision, even though he couldn't see. The Bible said that when he saw Jesus, there's something about when you see Jesus. When he recognized that Jesus was in town. And every time, you see, our life ought to be the same way. Anytime I go into a place, people ought to recognize who we are. Huh? No doubt, him being blind, he never seen Jesus. But he must have, somehow, he recognized that Jesus was the Son of David. That he was the one that would come and deliver the people of God. And that would deliver Israel. So, he began, in his condition, he began to recognize who Jesus was. And when he recognized Jesus, no doubt he had heard. You see, he heard. The Bible said that faith comes by hearing. That hearing comes by the Word of God. So, even though blind Barnabas, now we hear a lot of stuff, you know. We sit here and we hear the Word of God. We hear and we hear and we hear and we hear. And then when things begin to happen, we don't move. But blind Bartimaeus, no doubt, had heard about this Jesus, this Son of David. And Barnabas began to recognize and understand, all my hope is gone. And so, by sitting on the roadside, he had to know that somehow Jesus was going to come by, and he's passing by. And I want to tell you today, Jesus is passing by this place right now. And we need to recognize. Apparently, Barnabas had heard about the miracles that Jesus performed. He must have heard about the leopard being healed, the lame being made whole. He must have heard about demons being casted out, even the dead being rose. He must have heard something, and that caught his attention. And even though he never seen Jesus work one single miracle, he understood and knew that this man was of the Son of David. And he said, in other words, if I'm going to receive anything from God, I'm going to have confidence in this man. That's what faith is, confidence. You don't have to see it, but you got to believe it. You got to have the confidence that God is going to do it. This sister said that it rained, and she prayed, and she stood on the Word, and she said, "Lord, don't let it rain until it's over." If Elijah can speak to the rain, then you can speak. Huh? If Elijah said to the prophet, "It's not going to rain for the space of 3 years. And then didn't one drop of rain. And you know what he said? He said, according to his word. Huh? According to the word of Elijah, it's not going to rain for 3 long years. 3 long years it didn't rain. Man, that's powerful. That's faith. That's trust in what he believed in. He had the confidence. He had the assurance that nothing would change his mind. This blind man could not see. Blind and couldn't see. But he heard. We want to see and want to hear. Jesus died on the cross. And the disciples knew they had risen. Thomas said, listen, except I see. See, we always want to see because we're dependent upon our senses. We're dependent on what we can see, taste, and feel. God is trying to bring us into a realm where we can believe Him in the supernatural. We are of the kingdom of God, and we are supernatural people. And it's time that we begin to look for God to work in a supernatural way. I'm talking about supernatural power of God working in our lives. In our lives. I don't have to see it. I just got to have the assurance that it's already done. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things are not seen. I don't have to see it. All I got to believe is God said it, He'll bring it to pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, yes, I know, Lord, I know what you said in this word, but it's so, Lord, I can't do it. But he recognized that Jesus was passing by. He realized that Jesus was the only one that could do it. He realized that as he began to exercise his faith, he recognized that Jesus was the Son of David. He began to cry out and said, Jesus! Jesus of Nazareth! Have mercy on me! He couldn't see him, but he knew he was there. Because faith and assurance of confidence came up in him. He heard, he healed the blind man. He can heal me.
Yes, he can. Hallelujah.
If he made the lepers clean, then he can fix me. He was a beggar, blind, busted and disgusted, looking for a hand-me-down. But he said, I know somebody that can meet all of my needs.
Amen.
He said, Jesus
yes.
of Nazareth,
yes.
Son of David,
yes.
Have mercy! Have mercy! They say, you better shut him up.
No. No.
You notice people always try to shut you up when you tell them about the goodness of God? They try to tell you, you don't know what you're talking about. How can a God that you've never seen, how can he do this? Well, I serve a supernatural God that can do anything. They try to shut him up. The more they try to shut him up, the louder he cried, Jesus!
Yes.
Thou Son of David!
Yes.
Have mercy on me!
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Have mercy.
Thank you. Yes.
Have mercy. Jesus here. Jesus hears. Jesus hears. You see, this blind man understood that. My God, this man Jesus that I hear about, the Son of David. He said, this is my opportunity. He's only passing by at this time. Maybe the last time he passed through Jericho. Maybe the last time that I'll have this opportunity. But he said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy.
They told him to hold your peace. Shut up. Hold your peace. Don't say nothing. The Bible says he cried more. He cried a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And then Jesus stood up. And he commanded him to be called. He said, somebody, you see, when you call the name of Jesus, and Jesus sees your faith, Jesus does something about it. He does something about it. He stood up and he called them. And they called the blind man, said unto him, be of good cheer. Arise, because he called it. Now, listen. They just told him to shut up. Told him to be quiet. And now they're telling him, they're comforting you. Be of good cheer. You ever heard somebody try to comfort you? You in need, and they're trying to comfort you. And you got your hands on them. Well, if I'm hungry and I need some food, I don't want you to pet me. Don't tell me that I need, don't tell me. Oh, the Lord will provide. If I'm hungry and I say to you, sister, I'm hungry. Well, sorry, yeah. If I walk up to you and I say to you, sister, I need $100. Don't tell me you ain't got it. And if you don't got it, you can say, well, I can get it for you. Well, I'm going to pray that the Lord blesses you and gives you that. Brother Curtis let us know that we need each other. We are the body of Christ. We need to minister to one another. Because if I'm in need, and you got it, they tell you, go get it for yourself. It's mine, it belongs to me. But here they patting him. Be of good. Be of good cheer. Now they're switching around, they're saying that because he called it. See, Jesus is calling now. So now that they told him to shut up, and Jesus is telling him, bring him to me. He gets my attention. He's crying. He recognized. He knows who I am. He recognized that I am the Son of David. I am the Christ. I'm the Son of Man, the Son of God. Bring him to me. They brought him to him. And then Jesus said to him, what wilt thou have me to do unto thee? In other words, what do you want? What do you want? He was specific in what he wanted. Some of us don't know what we want. And Jesus is telling us, what is it that you want from me? Well, I don't know. But I sure want something. But he said, what do you want? What will you have me? In other words, what do you want? What do you want me to do for you? What can I do for you? And he said that I might receive my sight. He was specific in what he wanted. A man asked an evangelist one time to pray for him.
And he said, "Would you please pray for me?" And he said, "What do you want me to pray with you about?" He said, "Oh, just pray with me and agree with me." And he looked at the man. He said, "I won't pray for you." He said, "If you can't be specific on what you want me to pray for," he said, "you might want me to pray that God will kill your granddaddy." So anytime somebody asks you, "Brother, could you, what do you want me to agree with you about?" "Well, no, just pray." "No, I can't, just pray." Huh? I prayed for a man one time, and I was real young then, you know, I'm still young then, but I was a young, they would call us novelists then, you know, just starting out in the ministry, you know, you're preaching this place and that place. And I was preaching, and a man came up to me, and he said to me, he says, "Brother, would you pray for me?" And I said, "What would you want me to pray for?" And he said, "Would you pray that God would heal me of this cancer?" And I looked at him, and he had a pack of Marlboros in his pocket. So I reached into his pocket and took out the package of Marlboro and threw it, got ready to throw it down on the floor. He grabbed my hand. He said, no, don't do that. Don't do that." I said, "Well, then you don't want my prayer." Woo! Let me try to. Let me try to wind this thing up for you. Jesus stood still, verse number 49, and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort. Arise, for he calls you." What this blind man did. Now, I try to reason out how in the world did this blind man took off his garment and laid it aside. Now, he's blind. I'm talking about a blind man with 20/20 vision. He's blind. Takes off his robe, garment, lays it on the side, and he comes up to Jesus. There's no indication in the scripture where someone led him. But the Bible said faith comes by hearing. And in hearing, by hearing the word of God, faith comes alive in his heart. Once they said him to come, he just pulled off his garment, threw it to the side, and walked up to the master. No fear. No fear. But just believe in God. Jesus said to him, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" And the blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go thy way. Your faith has made you whole." He said, "Go your way. And your faith has made him whole." Immediately, I can see this blind man getting up. Go your way. That means he's getting ready to go his way. And as he goes, the Bible said immediately he received his sight. Immediately he received his sight. His miracle was there when he began to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." You see, you can be in the midst of one of the greatest breakthrough in your life. You don't have to worry about that breakthrough because, you see, the breakthrough is already there. You don't have to pray for a breakthrough. We pray for breakthrough. We ask God for breakthroughs. But our breakthrough is already there immediately as we line up with His Word. And say, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. We must realize one of my favorite verses in Scripture is 2 Corinthians 4:18. Look at it very briefly with me. 2 Corinthians. You see, even though blind Bartimaeus was blind in the natural, he didn't look at the things. In other words, he recognized what his condition. He recognized that he was blind. He understood that he was a beggar. But he did not, at that time, when he recognized who Jesus was, the Scripture says in the 18th verse, while we look not at the things that are seen. Now, he couldn't see at all. So there was nothing for him to see. We look at our circumstances sometimes. We look at what we got and what we need. And God said He'll supply that need. We look not at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen, they are temporary. They only last. You give me $100, I can spin it up like this. It won't last. Blind Bartimaeus recognized, hey, I'm blind. I've been blind for a long time. But I know who can heal the blind man. His name is Jesus. So he said, I'm not going to look. He can't look anyway. He can't see. Close your eyes. Can you see anything? I could see blind Bartimaeus. Now you're going to have to hang out with me because I'm illustrating this thing. He's blind. But he heard about Jesus. And he heard that he was a blind man healer. That he made the lame walk, the lepers cleansed. He gave sight to the blind. He set the captives free. And here I am blind. I'm a beggar. I'm busted and disgusted. But he said, I'm not going to look at the things that I see. And he don't see nothing. He said. But he heard. No doubt somebody said many of the affliction of the people of God. But the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. He's hearing. He understood that God spoke to the wind and the winds obeyed. But he's blind. Blind man with 20/20 vision. He said, we look not at the things which are not seen, but the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen, the things that we see in this world, in this life, they are temporary. He said, but the things which thou seest not, those things are eternal. We need God. God began to open Barnabas' eyes, open up his spiritual eyes. And Barnabas began to see into a realm like he never seen before. And so this is what God wants to bring us, put us in a realm where we've never seen before, in the realm of the supernatural, where everything is already there waiting for us. just begin, that we begin to speak and begin to have confidence in His Word, that if He said it, He'll bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Elisha, in 2 Kings, chapter 6, verses 15 through 17, Elisha and his servant were being encamped about with the Syrians' army. They were ready to come down and to take Elisha and his servant and bring them into captivity. But when the young boy rose up early that morning, he looked up there and he saw all the hosts of the enemy around him. He began to cry out to his master and say, "Master, they're all up there. What are we going to do?" Elisha immediately began to pray. And he said, "Lord, open up the eyes of your servant." You see, when Elisha woke up, Elisha was not afraid, but his servant was afraid. Fear is a terrible thing. They were afraid. "Lord, what are we going to do? Elijah, what are we going to do?" And when Elisha looked up there, he saw the chariots and horses, and he saw the fire in the midst. And Elijah said, "Lord, open up the young man's eyes so he can see." God need to begin to open our eyes so we can begin to see the things that God has for us, so that what we have, we can take it out there and begin to do the work that Jesus has called us to do. And that everywhere we go, somebody will say, "What is happening? I don't understand this." But when you speak a word to them and speak it by faith, God brings it to pass.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He said, "Lord, open up the young man's eyes so he can see." And when Elisha opened up his eyes, he looked around and saw all the chariots, all the horsemen. He said, "There's more for us than them that is against us." Hallelujah. You got to understand there's more of us. It may seem like we're outnumbered. It may seem that we're down to our last. But God said, "Open the eyes of my people, that they might begin to understand and see who I am. I am the great I am. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first, the last. Now it's time. It's time. Now it's time that we begin to get ready. God has an army and it's marching in the land. It's about to tear down the principalities and the powers of this world, and about to release an anointing that will grip our community. It's time. You might be saying, "Well, we've been praying too long in this community and nothing happened." Something is happening. The walls of Jericho are being broken down. They're being broken down. Well, I don't see it. Open the eyes so that we can see. We can see. Oh, I've been toiling all night long. Peter says to Jesus, "Been out here all night. Oh, I've been here for 20 years. I've been here for 40 years. And ain't nothing happening. Huh? Ain't nothing taking place." But God is saying, "Get ready because I'm coming. Get ready because I'm getting ready to move. I'm getting ready to do some great and mighty works." I'm talking about a blind man with 20/20 vision. And it may be some of you in this place this morning,
You've been seeking. You've been crying out. You've been looking at the circumstances. But you got to stop looking. Come on, musicians. Got to stop looking at the circumstances. You got to stop looking at the conditions around you. And you got to begin to look through the eyes of faith. Lord, open the eyes. Let me read one more scripture to you. One more scripture. In Ephesians. Chapter 1. Let's look at verse 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Why? So that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, the riches of His glory, of His inheritance. Verse 19. And what is the exceedingly greatness of His power toward us, who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Listen to this. Far above all principalities and might, dominion, and every name that is named. Not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And has put all things under His feet. And has given to Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all. Stand to your feet.